It's Monday, January 6th. I'm Bree Burkett, and this is KNAU's Local News Now. The once prominent self-help guru convicted in the deaths of three people during a retreat near Sedona has died. James Arthur Ray rose to fame during the early 2000s thanks to TV appearances with Oprah Winfrey and Larry King, touting his self-help philosophy of spirituality and harmonic wealth. In 2009, Ray hosted a five-day spiritual warrior retreat at the Angel Valley Retreat Center outside Sedona. Activities included an hours-long sweat lodge ceremony where temperatures topped 100 degrees. During the trial, prosecutors alleged Ray ignored participants' pleas for help and instead pushed them further, saying it was part of a rebirthing process that would transform their lives. Kirby Brown, James Shore, and Liz Newman ultimately died. 18 others were hospitalized. Ray was convicted of negligent homicide and served 2 years in prison. He relaunched his business after his release in 2013. In a social media post, family members said Ray had died suddenly and unexpectedly Friday at the age of 67. They did not provide a cause of death. The family of Kirby Brown, one of the victims, created Seek Safely, a nonprofit working to regulate the self-help industry. In a statement, Brown's family extended their condolences to Ray's family, but added his death brings little relief as he was just a minor part of the exploitative industry. The average monthly rent in Flagstaff increased by more than 50% since 2013, but a new report shows the trend slowed last year. KNAU's Adrian Scablin reports.
A report by Northern Arizona Housing Solutions shows the cost of renting a two-bedroom apartment in Flagstaff rose by less than 1% last year. Devonna McLaughlin leads that organization. She says that's a big difference from the 12 and 13% increases in 2022 and 2023. She says a higher vacancy rate this year may have been a factor.
As vacancy rates increase, then the demand pressure is lessened and it's harder then to raise rent. That does not mean that rents are low by any means. It just means that in the past 12 months, they haven't done, you know, double-digit increases like we've seen in the past 2 years.
About 750 rentals were vacant in Flagstaff in 2024. In past years, it's been half that number. However, McLaughlin says it's too soon to know if that stabilization is a result of the city's efforts to cut housing costs or if it's just a blip in the market. For KNAU, I'm Adrian Scablin in Flagstaff.
Crews again worked over the weekend to stem new growth on the Horton Fire northeast of Payson. The uncommon winter wildfire has burned nearly 4,000 acres along the Mogollon Rim. Containment remains unchanged at 17% and has been especially challenging with above-average temperatures and low humidity. Crews have recently focused on fire operations and boosting the fire line around Promontory Point. They've also continued ignitions below the rim between Horton Creek Trail and eastward toward Christopher Creek. Several nearby communities remain on notice for a possible evacuation. A public meeting is scheduled for 6 o'clock this evening at the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints on West Ashby Apple Drive. It will be live-streamed on the Tonto National Forest's Facebook page. In related news, the Coconino National Forest and the City of Flagstaff have moved into high fire danger due to the abnormally warm and dry conditions for this time of year. No restrictions are currently in effect, but officials urge residents and visitors to remain cautious. Cities across the state have broken multiple daily high temperature records in recent weeks. An Arizona death row prisoner wants the state Supreme Court to skip legal formalities and schedule his execution for February, earlier than authorities planned. Aaron Brian Gunch's execution would mark a resumption of Arizona's use of the death penalty after a 2-year pause to review procedures. Gunch says the state is dragging its feet and asking the court for a legal briefing scheduled before the execution. However, prosecutors say it's needed to ensure corrections officials can meet the requirements, such as testing the drug that would be used for his lethal injection. Gunches had initially been set to be put to death in 2023 before Governor Katie Hobbs's office put all executions on hold, saying the state didn't have staff with the necessary expertise to carry out the procedure. Arizona Attorney General Chris Mays is concerned by the State Department of Education's plan to clear a backlog of school voucher reimbursements. She objects to State Superintendent Tom Horn's proposal to grant 85,000 automatic approvals. Mays says Horn should continue to validate claims before paying them out, instead of paying first and auditing later. She points to the multiple voucher fraud cases her office is prosecuting as proof that proper checks are necessary. Last month, Horn announced purchases of up to $2,000 would be reimbursed and not audited until the state cleared the backlog. Flagstaff and Prescott begin their curbside tree cycling service today. Residents in both cities must place their Christmas trees out by 6 o'clock on the morning of their regular collection day. Only real trees are accepted, and they must be free of any lights, ornaments, or other decorations. Residential pickup services are available to single-family homes within city limits through Thursday in Prescott and the 17th in Flagstaff. Trees can also be recycled at several drop-off locations through the end of the month. Check with your city for exact locations and hours. Retired Christmas trees will be chipped to be used in parks and beautification projects.
For Arizona Public Radio and Flagstaff, I'm meteorologist Lee Bourne. We're mild and dry out there today. That's just ahead of a long overdue winter storm set for us tomorrow into Wednesday. We're going to be much colder and at least some light snow down around 4,500 feet in elevation. Snow showers begin tomorrow afternoon, pick up tomorrow night, shifting into eastern Arizona Wednesday. Snow amounts appear to be just 1 to 2 inches, although there is some uncertainty with significantly more possible. Stay tuned.
This is KNAU's Local News Now.